Now to one of America's most accomplished Olympians. But he's not a household name. Butch Johnson is 56 years old, and he's working on qualifying for his sixth trip to the Olympics in the sport of archery. He spends most of his time managing a shooting range in Connecticut. Patrick Scahill of member station WNPR paid him a visit.
After five Olympic Games, Butch Johnson is hailed as a superman in the world of archery. But Johnson is more of a Clark Kent. He's tall and broad-shouldered, and he doesn't say much. The shooting range in his basement is unadorned and quiet, a silence interrupted often by the sound of arrows slamming into a target.
Yeah, see, that's pretty shabby shooting.
Since Johnson's first Olympics in 1992, he's returned to the Games four more times. In 2000, he won a bronze medal in Sydney, and his archery team won gold at the 1996 Games in Atlanta. But good luck finding any of those awards in his house.
Where do you keep your medal?
Upstairs.
Under the kitchen sink?
Well, yeah, in the cabinet.
Frank Thomas was Johnson's coach in the 2004 Olympics. Thomas is a legend in his own right. As head coach at Texas A&M, his team won the national championship 13 out of the last 15 years. He's been friends with Butch Johnson for more than a decade, and he says Butch wouldn't keep his medals anywhere else.
Somehow that doesn't really amaze me. I would have guessed his sock drawer.
Thomas was there in 1996 when Johnson won gold. He says the U.S. team was in a tough match against top-ranked Korea. The Americans were losing, and to make things worse, the Korean star archer Kim Bo Ram had just shot three perfect arrows. Gold was slipping away. The Americans needed a savior, and it was Butch Johnson's turn to shoot. Clark Kent was about to become Superman. He was calm on the outside, but here's what he was thinking.
Inside, I'm going, oh God, I gotta shoot really good here.
And on that biggest stage, in the highest pressure situation an archer can be in, Frank Thomas tells the story.
Butch stepped up, and he nailed three tens. I mean, three dead center tens.
Three perfect shots.
It was the most amazing three arrows I'd ever seen in my life.
The Korean star never recovered. Johnson thinks maybe his perfect arrows had psyched him out.
Yeah, I really think that did make all the difference in the world. This thing next end, he just got up and kind of crumbled, which is great.
Now, 16 years later, Johnson is shooting to qualify for London. After the first round of qualification, he's seated third. If he stays in the top three, he'd take the last spot on the Olympic team. If Johnson earns the trip, he'll be only the seventh American in history to make six Olympic Games. Frank Thomas says that should earn Johnson a little more recognition.
I would hope that if he makes his sixth Olympics, that he would be allowed to carry the flag in for our country. You know, to put that much effort in for his whole life to represent the United States six times, I would think that would be a sin not to let him carry the flag.
But Johnson won't think that far ahead. He cautions that in archery, nothing is a sure bet, especially if it's windy.
He could just have some bad luck. Gust of wind hits me just as I'm letting go of the string. I'm going to miss, and nothing I can do about it.
He won't know whether he's made the team until June, but no matter how Johnson does in qualification, he says this will probably be his last go at the Olympics. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.